Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brother and sister, salamun alaikum and welcome to a new episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Today we're going to speak about taking care of our health.
Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. سجدة للجبال في ركعة في صلاة نرجو بها إلها نسعى بها لرضا يا الله يا الله عادل في قضائك يا الله يا الله واسع في عطائك.
Today Thursday is the 10th of Zilqa'dah 1446 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 18th of Ordibehesht 1404 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar and 8th of May 2025 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. At this moment, we bless this part by recitation of chapter At-Talaq, verse 3.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim wa yarzuquhu min haythu la yahtasib. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَالِغُ أَمْرِهِ قَدْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدْرًا.
And will provide for him from where he does not expect. And whoever relies upon Allah, then he is sufficient for him. Indeed, Allah will accomplish his purpose. Allah has already set for everything a decreed extent.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The blessed verse is saying that trust designates that industrious Muslims put their trust in Allah Almighty and invoke Him to remove the obstacles. Allah Almighty is all aware of man's needs. He is most gracious and most compassionate. He is omnipotent to remove all impediments. It is narrated from Noble Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny that Gabriel imparted to him, that the truth lying behind trust in Allah Almighty is that it is incumbent upon men to be aware of the truth that the creatures may not harm or benefit him. Man is supposed to abstain from expectations from creatures and turn toward the Creator.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Nawwarta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi,
shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. نورت دربي شكرا شكرا يا رب
شكرا يا رب
يا منزل القرآن يا خالق الإنسان يا رب يا رحمن شكرا يا رب.
The topic of this episode of today's special is taking care of our health. Health, cleanliness, and hygiene occupy a great part of Islam's attention. While some nations abandon self-care and cleanliness to attain high spirituality, Islam made it obligatory to clean oneself in preparation for daily prayers. Caring for one's hygiene is not only deemed a good habit in Islam, but also rendered into rituals that constitute part of the faith itself. As mentioned, a Muslim is required to be clean when performing daily prayers, which includes properly cleansing oneself after using the toilet and practicing ablution. Islam cares about the well-being of the human both in the world and in the hereafter. A healthy, strong believer is better in the sight of Allah than a weak one, as the former is more qualified to fulfill the objectives of Islam and serve the humanity.
Mm-hmm.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified person. Dear brothers and sisters, this is Ali, your host, and inshallah we shall be having a fruitful discussion on how to take care of our physical body. Stress is an inevitable part of life, but it can take a serious toll on our mind and body if it gets out of hand. Excessive stress is linked to a number of serious health ailments, including cardiovascular disease, diabetes, obesity, and ulcers. Stress management strategies can help include practicing mindfulness. How? Mindfulness is an approach that involves focusing more on the here and now instead of fretting over the past or future. It can help increase our self-awareness and improve our ability to handle the daily challenges life throws our way. Again, stress management strategies can help include utilize stress management techniques. We have to incorporate a variety of stress management tactics into our life, such as deep breathing, guided imagery, and positive self-talk. Making these a habit can help us combat stress in the short term as well as later down the road. Again, moreover, stress management strategies can help include eating a balanced diet. A poor diet exacerbates the negative effects of stress. Instead of reaching for high sugar snacks or fast food meals, focused on following a balanced diet that incorporates fruits and vegetables, lean protein, and complex carbohydrates. Finding ways to manage our stress effectively can minimize the negative impact on our health. It can also be beneficial for our emotional health and reduce our risk of burnout, anxiety, and depression.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the Infallibles, lessons from the life of the Infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio.
Now one question, how to take care of our mental health in Islam. And a key phrase, turn to Allah. In times of despair, turning to Allah provides both comfort and strength. Taking care of your mental health is not only a personal responsibility, but also a spiritual one. By validating our feelings, staying connected to the Quran, seeking help when needed, and turning to Allah, you can nurture your mental well-being in alignment with Islamic teachings. Islam offers a comprehensive framework for not just surviving, but thriving, even in the face of life's adversities. May Allah ease all that you are going through, inshallah. This is today's special you choose to listen to, and we're going to speak about exercise. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, said a strong believer was better than a weak believer. He was talking in terms of faith and character, but also indicating that physical strength, optimum health and fitness were desirable, providing Allah gave us the ways and means of attaining such a strength. Islam's holistic approach to life and thus health offers us the ability to remain strong and healthy. if Allah decrees that illness or injury are to be part of our lives, then Islam provides us with the ways and means of accepting and even being grateful for the tests and trials that envelop us. Believers in Islam must take care of their spiritual, emotional, and physical health. Our bodies, the most complex and machines, are given to us by Allah as a trust. They should not be abused or neglected, but maintained in good order. Diet and nutrition play a big part in maintaining the best possible health. So does a lifestyle incorporating exercise. Islam lays emphasis on a simple diet combined with physical exercise. Sheikh Azhar Nasser.
You see, brothers and sisters, oftentimes we think Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam only give us guidance in areas of spirituality. But you find the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam were actually the pioneers of many of the medical practices that we see in the Western world. In fact, my dear brothers and sisters, when you think of a hospital, you usually don't associate Islam with a hospital, right? Do you know, brothers and sisters, that the first hospital with staff, with physicians and nurses, was built in the 2nd century after the Hijrah in Baghdad? 700 years before the first hospital was built in Italy. 700 years before the first hospital, was built in Italy. Now, if that doesn't blow your mind, I'm going to share something with you. How many of you guys are familiar with medical board exams? You know, for those of you who've, you know, you've gone through the nightmare of medical school, right? You're probably familiar with medical board exams, right? Do you know, brothers and sisters, the first medical board exam in history was administered in Baghdad during the reign of Bani Abbas? It was an Islamic empire. And the administering of medical board exams, do you know what was the inspiration behind it? What inspired Muslims to establish medical board exams? A hadith from the Prophet. What is this hadith from the Prophet? I'll read it for you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, la basallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. The Prophet, he says, من تطبب ولم يعلم منه طب فهو ضامن. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, in a hadith, he says, whoever practices medicine but he is not known for having expertise in medicine, he is to be held accountable. Which means what? That you're not allowed to practice medicine until you have the expertise. This hadith becomes the source of inspiration behind the establishment of medical board exams.
Dear brother and sister, thank you very much for listening to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Thank you for your company and we'll leave you in Allah's care. Fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami, Lafata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami. علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا
لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي.